think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's a dynamic area and in many ways a combat zone. The president's well aware of that. Obviously, we'll take all the appropriate security precautions to make sure that he can conduct this trip safely.
Is it possible that Israel invades Gaza while the president is there?
That's really a better question for the Israeli Defense Forces. We're not dictating terms to them in terms of how they conduct their operations. We want to get a sense from them. That's one of the reasons why the president wants to go, is to speak directly with Prime Minister Netanyahu and other Israeli government officials about their plans, about their strategy, about how things are going on the ground.
That is John Kirby, White House National Security Counsel, talking about President Biden going to Israel to meet Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister. Finally, again, too late. And I question not only the timing, but advance notice in this case. This is an active war zone. I don't want our president put in jeopardy. Despite what you might think of Biden, he is our president. He is commander-in-chief. And this advance word, this would be the second time he's gone into such an area. He did it in Ukraine, but there was no advance word till suddenly he's there. Remember? I do not think it's a good idea the information has been released by the White House. Maybe it's an attempt to show this president cares. He's going to go get involved. I don't know what their real intent is. The information he says he wants to kind of get, he supposedly has already been getting in conversations over the phone with Benjamin Netanyahu or others. And, of course, he's got Antony Blinken, Secretary of State there. And he's also had Defense Secretary Austin. But now Biden wants to be there firsthand. A purpose? A mission? Showmanship. Either way, I do pray he gets there safely and back. Thank you for joining us. This is October 17, 2023. This is the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA, back-to-back, right here for you. And, of course, reminding you, when we're on the air, we are also streaming at News Talk STL Facebook and Twitter, and Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter, and also on Rumble. And remember, if you miss any of the video and our audio, you can always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and pull up the podcast, video, audio, or both, and then share with others. All right, the latest update is that President Biden, of course, is going to be in Israel. And the Pentagon is not denying the report that came out late yesterday that something like 2,000 U.S. troops were told to be prepared to deploy if needed to assist Israel in its war against Hamas. In fact, the Deputy Press Secretary, when asked about it, said, "I don't have more to provide at this time. I may be able to give you more details later, but this time, nothing more specific to add." Now, the only thing that we had been told is that those troops are not going to be in actual war action, supposedly. The Wall Street Journal reporting they're going to be basically involved in missions like advising medical needs. The Wall Street Journal reports that most of them are already stationed in the Middle East and Europe. It's unclear, as I said, exactly how many will put boot on the ground in Israel. But again, they're insisting they're not intended to serve in a combat role. No infantry have been put on prepared to deploy order. They're sending Marines in. Every Marine is a grunt, an infantryman to begin with. They may be going as, quote, advisors. Where have we heard that before? Vietnam? I'm not saying we're going to replicate that, but I'm just saying when they say going as advisors, there are a lot of questions that come to the surface. One, are they going to be able to take action to defend themselves, which I certainly hope they would have orders to do so. But we also have had a clip of video released of a hostage that is being held by Hamas. Now, this young woman Israeli is apparently identified in her 20s, appeared by the video to be in relatively good shape and apparently being tended to for a wound to her arm. But the question is what she was saying when saying, "I'm okay, I just want to get home to my family." How much of that was set up? John Kirby.
There should be no reason for them to have any hostages in the first place. And number two, we're obviously working very, very hard with our partners in the region to secure the release of all the hostages. We know there's a small number of Americans, but all of them need to come home and be with their families. And we're working on that very, very hard. I can't predict what Hamas means when they say conditions permit, and I think we need to take any statement by Hamas with a huge grain of salt. What we're focused on is securing their release, and we'd like to have that happen, you know, today, immediately, if possible. But we'll see where things go.
Well, we're going to see where things go, and the point being is that just one clip of that young woman who was obviously under duress at the time, the State Department acknowledging that as well. But the other thing is that Kirby is talking about they shouldn't have any hostages. But there's also been no effort to get Americans out of Israel where they're not being held hostage. The White House has been really slow to react on that. But in fact, when you start looking at what they have done, that is really very, very little. They finally did start making some moves, and they made these moves only after something else happened. We have seen that the National Security Council, John Kirby, announcing the U.S. is chartering flights out of Israel for Americans. But then their word had also been posted, as I told you yesterday, the Americans coming back would be expected to pay for their flights and pay for accommodations. What the hell is that? You're evacuating from a zone that is not in direct fire, but is obviously you have travel warnings. Do not go there. U.S. Airlines stopped all flights to Israel when all this started. And they're indicating that, well, we're doing the best we can as fast as we can. Not really. Let me give you an example. There was a New York Post report the other day, highlighting the plight of a woman trapped in Israel with a California-based church group. Now, Congressman Corey Mills of Florida saw that report, and he stepped forward and took action.
We're proud to say that we've successfully pulled out 96 Americans who were trapped and stranded in successful ground evacuations out of Israel. Many of these individuals had been trying to get out for 4, 5, and 6 days. The first day, we went more towards the Golan area, so places like Tiberias, places like Nazareth, and Haifa up on the coast, able to rescue 32 on that first day. The second day, we were able to move through the West Bank, through a lot of the Palestinian-controlled areas, and then into Jerusalem, where we were able to get another 45 out. We have a charter that went out yesterday successfully. I'm going to continue to work on air and ground evacuation capabilities until every single American who wants to go and wants to leave and get to safety has that opportunity.
But the White House and our government was not doing it. In fact, Corey Mills added, "It's a joke. The Biden administration is chartering planes, quote, only after Americans are stepping up and doing rescues on their own." And agreeing with him, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst.
"We have seen such slow action coming out of the White House. I continue to press the administration on the rescue of these hostages. We must not forget that there are mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters out there that are praying for the safe release of their loved ones. And yet we haven't heard much coming out of this administration. Now, Tuesday, when I was in Israel, one of the very first phone calls that I made was to our special envoy for hostages, Roger Carstens, to discuss the situation and press the issue. We cannot forget that there are Americans being held in the Gaza Strip. 30 Americans killed that we know of so far, and an additional 13 that are being held. We must not forget them, and we must act quickly."
But this government has been slow to do that. One of those who's been on the ground and has seen things is the founder of the Americans for Anti-Semitism, Dov Hyken, and he described what he was seeing in the violence.
"Because what was done to citizens, they were butchered the massacres that we talk about. We are talking about one family who were in this home. I had to avoid walking on dried blood in the home. Hundreds of bullet holes. Two sisters who were stripped of their clothing and raped in front of their parents. Their parents butchered, watching, by the way, they were watching their daughters being raped. The most horrendous, most horrible things imaginable went on here. Pure evil on the part of this Nazi organization, Hamas. A pregnant mother who was cut up into pieces.
That is horrific. And if you found it appalling to listen to, imagine being not only on the scene watching it happen and the aftermath, but being a victim in the midst of it. And yet we've got members of Congress, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush being one of them, leading the squad, resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. They want an immediate ceasefire. She and Rashida Tlaib, Andre Carson, Summer Lee, Ramirez of Illinois, Representative Jamal Bowman of New York, Coleman, New Jersey, Garcia, Illinois, Jackson, Illinois, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and others, a resolution urging the Biden administration to call for an immediate de-escalation and ceasefire in Israel and occupied Palestine. What's the reaction of Dov Hikine to that?
These radicals in the Congress, they're sick, they're pathetic. If their mothers, sisters would have been massacred, butchered, raped, the way innocent Jews were raped and butchered, they would have a different position than calling for a ceasefire. They are sick, sick, sick people in the Democratic Party. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it is so horrible. A ceasefire so we can go back to the same situation. We're up to 1,400 dead people, way over 1,000 of them being civilians. What country in the world would permit this?
I don't know of one that would, but you've got Congresswoman Cori Bush and the rest of them saying, okay, you should consider no more, consider it all done, and urging Biden to follow their steps. Now, Biden in meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, if he even dares broach that subject, I would love to be in that room when that happens. Again, this resolution by Cori Bush and the others starts off, I am grieving for every Palestinian. They put that first. Israeli and American life lost to this violence. Do you not see the concept that they just put in front of you? I am grieving for every Palestinian, Israeli, and American life. America, you come number three on Cori Bush's list and in this resolution. Her ceasefire now resolution wants to de-escalate immediate ceasefire in Israel and occupied Palestine for humanitarian assistance to get in. Yes, they're trying to get humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip. Egypt has been blocking it. Not just the U.S. We're not doing anything to block it. Egypt is. So you've got a lot of talk, even condemnation for Israel continuing to rain down rockets in the Gaza Strip. You would expect that from those sympathetic to Hamas. But as you see, the view is spreading that maybe Israel's response is not proportional. You know what that means? Equal. And in fact, maybe they're now exceeding the Hamas attack. That came up in a BBC interview.
No electricity, there is no running water, there is no food going in, there are no other fuel supplies going in. Is that, and while raining down missiles on buildings which they know are going to kill civilians, is that a reasonable, proportionate and moral response by Israel?
There is some deep perversion in Britain whenever Israel is involved in a conflict, and it is the word you just used, proportion. I've heard it for the last few days incessantly. Proportionality in conflict rarely exists.
Now, that's a good point. You were listening on that BBC interview as they were talking to Doug Murray. He is an author and also a political analyst in Britain, Douglas Murray, I should say. He is a political commentator, and he said, first of all, take into account that if you're looking for a balance in a conflict, a war, you're not likely to find it. Now, before we go into more detail on that, just put the question and the issue being apparently is those who are looking at it saying, you know, okay, Israel's rained a lot of rockets on Gaza, probably killing a lot of Hamas, but probably, unfortunately, innocent civilians. Do you know why, again, why the civilians would be at risk as they're trying to get to Hamas? Because Hamas hides inside the residential areas. They build their bombs and munitions and store them in homes of citizens. Their leadership is in the midst of the residents. If you're trying to take out Hamas, which is the goal of Israel at this point, you are going to have, and I hate this term, but it's a fact, collateral damage by that innocents who were killed. That is a far cry from what happened when the Hamas terrorists invaded Israel. They did shoot two or three soldiers they saw, but they were primarily targeting civilians, children, babies even, women. And you heard Dove Heikind from the Americans for Anti-Semitism describe in great detail how horrific it was. So if you want to consider something be proportional, balance what he described and what Hamas carried out to what I guess Israel should be doing. Let's go back to that remark and the question from Douglas Murray, political commentator, BBC, responding, proportional?
But if we were to decide that we should have this fetish about proportionality, then that would mean that in retaliation for what Hamas did in Israel on Saturday, Israel should try to locate a music festival in Gaza, for instance, and good luck with that, should try to find a music festival in Gaza and rape precisely the number of women that Hamas raped on Saturday, kill precisely the number of young people that Hamas killed on Saturday. They should find a town of exactly the same size as a town like Sderot, where I've been many times myself, and make sure they go to door to door and kill precisely the correct number of babies that Hamas killed in Sderot on Saturday, and shoot in the head precisely the same number of old age pensioners as were shot in Sderot on Saturday, just to choose one town. Proportionality in conflict is a joke.
Obviously. And certainly we would not want Israel to undertake the exact thing that was done to them. Can't be done anyway, but you certainly would be against it. I would, and the Israelis would not do it. They're not going to target civilians. They're going after those who targeted their civilians. In the next hour, how the Biden administration has been and continues to mislead us regarding a terrorist threat in the Middle East and inside our nation. And before this hour is over, the time when Israel attacked a U.S. Navy ship killing Americans. Are you aware of that story? We'll go back in history for you on that. And also, of course, we're watching what's going on at this moment. And Biden to be meeting in Israel. And coming up next, hostage video released. And again, what was that hostage really experiencing? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30
on News Talk STL.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you, why pay more than four? In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There should be no reason for them to have any hostages in the first place. And number two, we're obviously working very, very hard with our partners in the region to secure the release of all the hostages. We know there's a small number of Americans, but all of them need to come home and be with their families. And we're working on that very, very hard. I can't predict what Hamas means when they say conditions permit, and I think we need to take any statement by Hamas with a huge grain of salt. What we're focused on is securing their release, and we'd like to have that happen, you know, today, immediately, if possible. But we'll see where things go.
That is again National Security Spokesman John Kirby, and talking about the hostages that are being held, and video being released yesterday of one young woman. And Kirby and the State Department acknowledging, obviously, the hostage is under duress. That's almost laughable they'd even make that statement. Anyone who thinks that the young woman was speaking freely and openly, no. Just imagine if it were your daughter, your son, your wife, your sister, and they're speaking, and you know they're by their reaction and the way they inflect on words and how they speak, you know they're in fear, hopeful, but in fear. We still don't know how many Americans Hamas is holding. We also do not know if there are actions underway to maybe negotiate to get some out. There is a special unit of Hamas that apparently was designated some time ago to deal with hostages and oversee them. The reports I've seen indicate that this special unit might not be prepared to deal with as many hostages as apparently they have. And I'm not talking about just Israeli or American. Remember, not only did they kill, but they took, apparently, citizens representing 15 different nations who happened to be in Israel at the time the attack went down. And yet we still continue to have, from our administration, not really strong verbiage. You heard President Biden the other day say, we stand firmly by Israel. And now, of course, he's going to Israel to meet in face with Benjamin Netanyahu when he snubbed him when Netanyahu was in D.C. the last time around. Again, I have a lot of questions about this trip and the purpose of it, other than I've already heard flack from some, but you're just going to have to deal with it again. I'm willing to. How much of this is an opportunity for Biden to show I am a leader and distract everything from the Hunter Biden investigations and the Biden family? I know that really irritates some people. So be it. That investigation, despite all the confusion in the House over leadership, is not dead in the water. It is dead in the eyes of the state-controlled press. They haven't had much to say on it. For that matter, I haven't either, only to remind you, it's not over. We have a bigger issue in front of us right now, and that's American citizens possibly being held hostage by Hamas, American citizens killed by Hamas, at least 30, American troops possibly getting ready to go in, U.S. Marines going to go in and assist in some way with Israel. But the Hunter Biden family corrupt business dealings are not dead in the water. Right now, we can do more than one thing at once, but the focus should be on American citizens that are in jeopardy. I'm looking for more details as to how they've been treating some of these hostages, and of course, there's not much coming out other than that piece of video. But we are hearing this. The other issue has been, what about all the refugees coming out of Gaza? Where are they going to go when they're finally out, if they can? They've been gathering at a gate on the northern end of the Gaza Strip, but Egypt has had it closed. They were apparently in the process of opening it from time to time. Again, the information has been very sketchy as to how often and how many they're letting in, but they do not plan on taking all the Gaza residents. Their concern is not so much that maybe these people need a place to stay, but in their midst, how many are actually just citizens and not members of Hamas? And Egypt does not want them inside their borders either. And King Abdullah of Jordan says that neither Jordan nor Egypt will be willing to accept any refugees fleeing the Gaza Strip. The Jordanian king said the humanitarian situation must be dealt with inside Gaza and the West Bank to the north for those that might be in jeopardy when Israel retaliates more against some rockets coming from Hezbollah in the West Bank. He said, you must deal with it within those two areas, not push them into neighboring countries. He told reporters, and this is a man, when he says there's a red line, I believe it more than what Obama meant it when he said it back during his statement. The Jordanian king told reporters, this is a red line. No refugees to Jordan, also no refugees to Egypt. This is a situation that has to be handled within Gaza and the West Bank. You don't have to carry this out on the shoulders of others. Do you think this administration would hear those words and realize our open border policy has been totally upside down? Jordan is not going to allow, nor is Egypt going to allow terrorists inside their nation. And they're not even going to try to take on the humanitarian needs there. Our policy has been open the door and the gates for anyone. And we're going to deal with that in more detail in a moment as to how many do we have inside the country that are a threat. But in addition to the statements from the Jordanian king, the U.S. is also saying, at least GOP representatives, Ted Cruz, Jordan, others, we're not taking Gaza refugees here. If that sounds harsh, it's not meant to be, but you reach a point where You can't accommodate anyone and everyone. We brought a lot in from Afghanistan because the Afghans helped us. And we didn't really truly vet them, so we don't really know what we brought into the country when we actually transported them in. And you have to keep in mind what Hamas did in Israel. Last night, Trump was in Iowa on a campaign rally, and he started drilling down on the terrorist activities carried out by Hamas.
The atrocities in Israel are a horrific reminder that immigration security is truly national security. We have people coming into our country now that are the same people in many cases as did what they did 2 weeks ago in Israel. The purpose of U.S. immigration law is not to protect the world, it's to protect the United States of America. And you've just seen these depraved savages rampaging through civilian communities, house by house, torturing, raping, and maiming innocent men, women, and children. It's horrible.
It is horrible. And again, for many, they're thinking, well, somebody's got to help these people. Yes. And unfortunately, they're trapped inside the Gaza Strip. And in many cases, if they try to flee, Hamas is killing Gazan residents. They're trying to get out with their families. Hamas won't let them leave. Now, this also goes back to the Human Rights Watch back in May of 2013, when Jordan at that time said any influx of Palestinians would alter Jordan's demographic balance and lead to instability. So this is nothing new for Jordan. And you would have thought that this nation and this administration would know that history and realize they were worried about instability in their government if you allowed, in 2013, Palestinians inside Jordan. The same thing happened with Germany under Merkel when they threw open the gates for immigrants to come to Germany. We'll take on as many as we can. And they got overflooded to the point where the German chancellor at the time admitted that might have been a mistake. You think? Cairo is obviously in Egypt, as we mentioned, not allowing them either. They're worried about political fallout and security risk posed by Gazans coming into their country. The German Chancellor Scholz said, I understand why they're not doing that, but we also have to realize that every country has a right to defend itself, and said Israel can count on our support against Hamas terrorists, but he's not opening the doors to Germany either, apparently, at this time. You have to feel for the people caught in the midst of this. We do not know if this visit that Biden is making in Israel is also going to be a time for him to announce that we will help take some of the refugees. He has really done nothing to get Americans out of parts of Israel that are not and were not attacked by Hamas. Other than finally, after Florida Congressman Mills began to get some people out, the U.S. State Department said, oh, well, we'll charter some planes and send them in. Send U.S. military cargo planes in and get citizens out. It's as simple as that. But they don't get it. They do not get it. They're absolutely clueless. Coming up, more evidence that the State Department still won't acknowledge Iran is obviously behind what happened.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have only one recommendation for you when it comes to jewelry. Vincent's Jewelers. I've had Vincent's custom make some pieces for me. I bought quality pieces right out of the case. Vincent's locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Check their website daily for new items or specials. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, my only jeweler. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
President Xi is really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
I really, really enjoy a great cigar and a premium whiskey. And if you do, you should join me at Lit Cigar Lounge in the district off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is open to everyone, but I decided to become a member. You can too. Get special gifts, special events. Ladies, don't be intimidated. Bring a group of girlfriends. You'll also enjoy Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit also has a cigar and tobacco shop on Main Street in Old St. Charles. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com.
Well, I started out with $1 gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We all know that Iran has been involved. He doesn't want to acknowledge the $6 billion or the $60 billion he's provided by not enforcing the sanctions like President Trump did. But the real challenge here is that was the same reason that he believes our border is secure. What about the Iranians we're catching coming across our border down in Texas in just the last few days? That's a concern I have. What type of cells do we have in America now as well?
That is exactly our concern, isn't it? Because this administration has basically left us unprotected. They've lied to us about the situation in the Middle East when Jake Sullivan makes a statement about 8 days before Hamas attacks Israel. Things are quiet here in the Middle East, better than ever. We've got everything under control. A lie. Oh, you want to say they were not aware of it, ignorant of it? Well, there were too many communications showing there was concern, so I don't think they can go that route. Of course, they can go any lie they want, but we're not going to let them walk out the door scot-free, are we? And this issue about Americans that we have to be concerned about. There are what they call special interest aliens, SIAs. That's a short term for it. Let me give you the breakdown that's provided by the Border Patrol in one of their most recent reports. Apprehensions of special interest aliens. Now, these would be those from terrorist watch countries or have some other questions about what is going on with them. Afghanistan, 6,300. Egypt, 3,000. Iran, 659. Iraq, 120. Jordan, 185. Lebanon, 164. Pakistan, 1,600. Syria, 500. Turkey, 30,000. Uzbekistan, 13,000. Yemen, 139. Now, that's just a short, quick look at it. On the look at the terrorist watch list apprehensions that we've had. In 2017, we had two. In 2018, six. 2019, zero. 2020, three. Here comes Biden. 21. 15, 22, 98, 23, so far, 151 on the terror watch list being caught in our country or trying to get in. Chinese nationals at the southern border. Year to date, from this date 1 year ago, 20,273 Chinese nationals have come through our southern border, our southern open door for the rest of the world. That is a 1,000% increase from this time a year ago. So, we obviously have an issue down there. And then back to Iran. You have this administration refusing to acknowledge that Iran might be behind and involved in all of this. Well, if you recall that $6 billion, and you were hearing Congressman McCarthy a moment ago talking about how the Biden administration would not acknowledge that Iran might be behind it because of the $6 billion that the Biden administration released unfrozen. And Senator Blackburn of Tennessee says, we need, if we haven't already, to refreeze that money. Do not give it to Iran.
When you look at the fact that this $6 billion was released, and this is why I have called and 19 Republican senators have joined me in calling for this money to be refrozen and Iran to never get their hands on this money. The Ayatollah has praised this attack by Hamas. We also know that President Trump cut the aid to the UN Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees. He cut it. Joe Biden, since he went into office, has put $730 million into that agency. They routinely employ people affiliated with Hamas. We know that Hamas uses these agency facilities to store some of their weapons.
We know that. And we know Hamas is getting support from Iran. The issue with this Biden administration not recognizing that Iran is behind all of this? You either have to think the American public is stupid, or you guys are stupid, or you just think that you don't really have any interest in really dealing with the issue. This administration from the beginning has been trying to be best buddies with Iran. They're not interested in being your best buddy. But reference evidence now that should stand in the face of the Biden administration, well, we're not sure if it's going to involve Iran and Hamas or not. Well, I'm reading from a PBS report, Public Broadcasting System report, not a conservative organization whatsoever. They're talking about what they found. A PBS special correspondent who was with Israeli soldiers in the villages that were attacked by Hamas terrorists. They started looking around for weapons that might have been brought in, and they found hand grenades, anti-tank mines, artillery rounds, North Korean-manufactured rocket-propelled grenades, improvised rocket launchers, all these inside Israel, and then Iranian-made mortar rounds, Iranian-made. Obviously, material evidence that Iran is directly supplying weapons to Hamas in this fight. There was an IDF soldier holding up one of them saying, this is made in Iran, no doubt about it. We knew they had those. We knew they had mortars, but these are Iranian mortars. This is the first time we've seen it in this battle. So what is the White House going to say about that as to how these weapons were suddenly there? Oh, they were probably shipped by mistake. They'll have an answer for everything. They're not resolving what's in front of us. And again, the intent of Biden going in an advance notice to Israel, making it public, I'm still not sure about, one, I will get into sincerity, but I'm a little more concerned about the safety and security issue when you're letting them know he's coming in at some point. There's no doubt that some of these weapons that they found along the southern border inside Israel were brought in by some Gaza residents that were being allowed to come in to Israel and do jobs on a daily basis. And they go back home. They were smuggling them in. And now Biden, is he just showcasing or does he really think that he's accomplishing a thing? Now, agree, I've told you this before, just because the president shows up doesn't mean things have changed. It is a photo op, if nothing else. But again, it's a timing. Why didn't you do this way before now? And then if you're going to do it, why are you announcing it in advance? That I'm not in favor of. As I said earlier, there are those pushing for Israel to stop hitting the Gaza Strip. But Israel, standing by its statement, we will destroy Hamas.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone, or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, I can guarantee them, the radicals in the Congress, the sickos in Congress and the Democratic Party, and the ones who demonstrated outside of the White House. If you were here with me yesterday when I visited these communities, and we went through the homes and what was done to people, maybe they'd have a different position or maybe they wouldn't care. But I can guarantee you one thing, guarantee right now, there will be no ceasefire, and I will guarantee you right now that Hamas will cease to exist in due time, and that is the only way to do things. It's what America did with ISIS. It's what the Allies did in World War II.
That is Dov Hikine, the founder of Americans Fighting Anti-Semitism. He's in Israel, the southern area, looking over some of that terrorist activity carried out. And he's referring to those in Congress, like Congresswoman Cori Bush and others, that have signed off on a resolution calling for a ceasefire, saying basically, okay, you punish them enough. Quit firing on the Gaza Strip. Now, President Biden had warned over the weekend in that CBS 60 Minutes interview, warned Israel against occupying Gaza. He warned them, you should not be occupying Gaza, that the Palestinians should still control it. Well, at one time, Palestinians did, and then Fatah did, and then they got kicked out, and Hamas took over. And now we see what they bred. So for those who think it's time enough for Israel to just cease, just back off. And some are saying, you know, maybe that's what's happening with them not rushing forward with all these troops gathered at the border. More than likely, the real answer is they're trying to clearly identify some targets and maybe where some hostages are so they can maybe get them out in advance. The U.S. does have boots already on the ground in the sense of rescue units, whether it's Delta Force, the SEALs, is not being made clear. And they don't want a lot of that information out, but they did make it clear that we have sent some assistance to rescue hostages. It was not stated that they will be looking only for hostages inside Israel, so it must mean they are also going and maybe already inside the Gaza Strip. I mentioned earlier about the time Israel attacked a U.S. naval vessel, killing Americans. Some of you might be aware of this. It might have been at a time when, way before you were even born, or maybe when you were too little to pay attention. This was the USS Liberty incident. This was a U.S. Navy, as they called it, technical research ship, in quotes, spy ship. Israeli Air Force jet fighter aircraft and an Israeli Navy motor torpedo boat, one or more, attacked the USS Liberty, June 8, 1967. That was during the Six-Day War, when Egypt had gathered all the other Arab countries and they were trying to destroy and wipe out Israel at that point. The combined air and sea attack killed 34 crew members, naval officers, seamen, a couple Marines, a civilian employee, wounded 170 others, severely damaging the ship. The ship was in international waters north of the Sinai Peninsula at the time. But there were concerns by the Israelis that it might be a vessel that was trying to bring the war to Israel from the sea. The U.S. and Israeli governments later conducted inquiries and issued reports that the attack was a mistake due to confusion about the identity of the ship. Yet others, survivors of the attack, reject it and say the attack was deliberate. Well, it was obviously a deliberate attack, but did they know what the target was? That's the issue. Was it friendly fire and not knowing? Or was it aware that it was U.S. ship, U.S. personnel, and they went after it anyway? The bottom line is, in the end, the Israeli did apologize for the attack, saying it got mistaken for an Egyptian ship. And in May of 68, the Israeli government paid about $3 million, that'd be equivalent to $28 million in today's world, to the government in compensation for the families of the 34 men killed. And then in March 1969, Israel paid another almost $3.5 million to the men who had been wounded. In December 1980, Israel agreed to pay $6 million as a final settlement for all the damage to the ship, plus 13 years interest. But I think if you raise the point that Israel shot and killed Americans, you would hear people yell back at you, no, they didn't. And yes, they did. It's a little footnote in history. It's always interesting to look back in history and be aware of the facts. We are alliances with Israel. We always have been. We should be. In this case, they even ran down radio tapes and communications, trying to find what they could as to what kind of communications might have been going on between the Israelis as to if they knew the ship they were attacking. The aircraft and the torpedo boats insisted they never saw a U.S. flag. Those on board said, we were flying the U.S. flag, and with the wind and the conditions, it would have been clear and visible. Of course, none of that means anything to those who lost their lives and or their families. But that happens in the fog of war, even if it is accident. And no one could say it was intentional as far as trying to kill Americans. Intentional to hit that vessel, that's a fact. But I bring that up because whatever happens in the Gaza Strip going forward, when you start hearing about claims and reports of civilian casualties. That was not the intent of Israeli forces going in. And if Hamas has not been hiding and had not been hiding and continues to hide in the midst of the residents of the Gaza Strip, they would be safe. And if they would simply let the Gaza residents leave the combatants in the field, but they won't do that either. They're using them as shields. So obviously they're going to be casualties. Coming up in the next hour, a closer look at the threats to us now, outside our nation, and inside our nation. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.